We have Anne Arundel County Executive Lauren Newman in. We're taking your phone calls. Let's get to Bill in Pasadena. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning. How you doing? I was calling to see if there's anything you can do about the drugs in Pasadena. I've lived there 20 years, and it just seems like the drugs are running rampant now, with mainly the prescription drugs. And then I know Pasadena is not the only area. It looks like an epidemic. It's everywhere. And I think it has a big part to do with the crime that's been rising in Pasadena. I've been there 20-plus years, and I just see it getting worse and worse.
Well, you know, it's not just a problem for Anne Arundel County. It's getting worse all over the country, and prescription drugs are a bigger problem now than mm-hmm. street drugs. But if there's a particular area where you're having a problem, our police chief is on it. So he's using data now to decide how we allocate resources in the police department. And we'd be happy to come out and visit with the community and talk about how the police department could be more responsive to the needs of the community. He's very involved. You see him out there all the time. And we'd be delighted to have a town hall or figure out how we can connect with Pasadena on this particular issue.
Who in your office, County Executive, if Bill wants to call? I know you said the chief. Is there a number or somewhere that Bill can call to try to get with your office?
Sure. Send me an email personally, and I'll make sure that there's follow-up on it.
Did you hear that,
okay,
Bill?
Yes, I did. Thank you. And it's like I said, it's really, it seems like it's really getting bad, and the crime is going up a lot. And I was just wondering if it was anything with the pharmacies or the doctors or anything, because it seems like our youth, it's all of our youth is being, it's just like it's ruining our youth.
Hey, I mean, Bill, I'm gonna step on the county executive for a moment. Bill, it comes from parents. I did a whole show, Bill, around the explosion in prescription drug being sold in schools, and where the kids are getting it, Bill, is from their parents' medicine cabinet.
Right.
So you got to start first. I mean, we can point the finger at Walgreens or Rite Aid or whatever, but it starts in the home, locking up your pills.
Sure. I understand that, but I mean, the doctors, if you go to the hospital for anything or for the doctors, they're so quick to push you on here, your pain medicine, or we're going to put you on pain management, you know what I mean? And some people, I know people personally that have never done drugs before in their life and wound up having surgery or whatever and wound up getting hooked on them. It's like, wow, you know what I mean?
I think you're right, Bill. You know, I think we're an over-medicated society. We think that taking a pill will solve our woes, and sometimes that's not the best solution.
And so, the pharmaceutical companies make a whole lot of money off that, Bill. Let's get from Bill to Bill in Bel Air. Good morning, Bill.
Morning, C4, like you show every day.
Thank you, buddy.
I just wanted to say one thing, Ms. Newman, what a breath of fresh air. Please run for governor.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate that.
We're going to talk about the county executive's future. I'm saving that for a little later, Bill, because I want to ask the county executive some questions about that as well. But I said to her, Bill, and I'm not, you know, I said it off air, I'm going to say it on air. She doesn't talk like a politician, does she, Bill?
What a breath of fresh air. We need her more than ever. Please, please consider running.
You can come run the campaign.
Begging on air, Bill.
This is coming from Harford County.
Well, you have a fine candidate up there too, Bill.
He's not. He didn't say a word on that. 410-467-WBAL. Toll free long distance is 1-800-767-WBAL. In the next half hour, I want to talk with the county executive about her attempts to work with the pension plan in her county. We're facing this bomb everywhere. I want to talk also, as I said, about her future plans, what she might want to do as she moves forward. People are begging you already, county executive.